July 7, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. All noble things are difficult. Enter ye in at the strait gate, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. If we are going to live as disciples of Jesus, we have to remember that all noble things are difficult. The Christian life is gloriously difficult, but the difficulty of it does not make us faint and cave in. It rouses us up to overcome. Do we so appreciate the marvelous salvation of Jesus Christ that we are our utmost for his highest? God saves men by his sovereign grace through the atonement, at one meant, of Jesus. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. But we have to work out that salvation in practical living. If once we start on the basis of his redemption to do what he commands, we find that we can do it. If we fail, it is because we have not practiced. The crisis will reveal whether we have been practicing or not. If we obey the Spirit of God and practice in our physical life what God has put in us by his Spirit, then when the crisis comes, we shall find that our own nature, as well as the grace of God, will stand by us. Thank God he does give us difficult things to do. His salvation is a glad thing, but it is also a heroic, holy thing. It tests us for all we are worth. Jesus is bringing many sons unto glory, and God will not shield us from the requirement of a son. God's grace turns out men and women with a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ, not milksops. It takes a tremendous amount of discipline to live the noble life of a disciple of Jesus in actual things. It is always necessary to make an effort to be noble. This is the end of Oswald's work. Essentially, working out our salvation is not a matter of us providing any effort to complete the work of the cross. Working out our salvation is truly the expectation God has of us once we receive the salvation provided through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice of blood on the cross for us. Working out, or actually practicing, the new way of living, living from the inside out with the Holy Spirit as the dynamic force that propels us into each event. The true test of whether or not we have fully received or worked out our salvation is how we respond to the difficulties of life. It is not the easy things that show our mettle. It is the difficult ones. When difficulty arises, and difficulty will arise, is our response to those things the same as those who have never come to Jesus? Or is our response something that is divine, like that of our Master Jesus himself? His reaction to everything, no matter how traumatic or tumultuous, was grace, dignity, and peace. He feared not the storms on the seas, and he feared not the onslaught of those who were his enemies and detractors. How do we react to those things? If we are still reacting in a way that is unbecoming of one who claims to be a disciple of Jesus, look to Jesus. Look to the heroic. But look specifically to the inside. Make room for the Holy Spirit to take possession of more of your command center, the center of your being, until you walk in that same peace as our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ.